We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis. Kisoa Rishon Uva Sheni Umatz Magula. In this case, we had the bar of two shutvim, let's say, and the first one who used the bar recovered the bar, and the second one came and found Magula. Let's say they got the worms got into it and it broke, the cover broke. But like you saw, the second guy did not cover it. Hasheni is chayv. The sheni is chayv, and the rishon is potter. Why is the rishon potter? He covered it. Before we learned that the only time the rishon is potter is only if the rishon either handed over the cover to the sheni and said, you cover it, or he left the sheni using it. But here, even if he didn't leave the sheni using it, still he's not chayv to cover it. And the reason is because he covered it. He covered it. And therefore, he's potter ready. The shaila is how long will he be potter? We'll see in the Gemara, because he's not potter forever. But here, as long as he covered it for right now, and the second person did not cover it, the sheni is chayiv. Kiso kuro, if one of them covered it kuro, even if also a shara chamar fell into it, umes, that shara chamar died, it's potter. Why potter? Because he covered it kuro. Had they fallen, the Gemara will talk about that. Loi kiso kuro, if you didn't cover it kuro, even if also a shara chamar fell into it, umes, is chayiv. Halacha is then, the balabar is chayiv because he didn't cover kuro. Nafal afana mekala kriya. Let's say this shar fell into the bar mekala kriya. Means he had a bar here; it was open, but it wouldn't have fell. The shar would not have fell into this bar. But the problem was that someone was hired to go into this bar and widen the bar or fix it up, and he was making a lot of noise. The shar got scared, and the shar fell in. So halacha is that the balabar is chayiv. And what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that even though, we'll see soon, a sharp pekeach, you're not chayiv. If a sharp pekeach fell into a bar, you're not chayiv. Because shar should look where he's walking. You're not chayiv. But here, since he got confused from the kalakriya, from the sound of the digging, and that scared him, he fell in, therefore the balabar is chayiv. I heard the person who was digging should be chayiv. He's the one who caused it. The Gemara will ask the kasha, and Daphne Gimel, the dog who was doing the digging caused the fall, and the Gemara will talk about that. Why the balabar is chayiv? So nafal afana mekala kriya chayiv. La achra mekala kriya, if he fell backwards into the bar mekala kriya from that coil is potter. Now falling afterwards, we'll see in the Gemara why falling backwards. We'll see why he potter. L'chayiv, one of the talking about if you rav, the rav holds you only chayiv for hevel, not for chabata, and you fall backwards, no hevel. We'll see in the Gemara also about that. But Maisa, that makes a difference to Kala Kriya. Achrav is part no matter what. It just says Kala Kriya, Agav the Resha. Nafal Asaych Ashar Bekelov, Vinishtabru. A Shar fell into the bar. It's a regular case. A Shar fell into the bar with its Kalim, and the Kalim broke. Uchamo of a Kalov, Vinishkaru, and it got ripped. Usually a Shar carries Kalim that could be broken. For example, the yoke and other things like that. Ashenken and Chamar usually carries things that are like clothing will get ripped. But in any case, either the Kalim got broken or the Chamar of a Kalim Viniskaru got ripped. Chayav al Behema or Pot al Kalim. Lach is the Chayav al Behema, Pot al Kalim, because you know there's a meat in the Pasuk. Shar v'lo Yodom, Chamar v'lo Kalim, that's why you pot. Nafal asoich ashar cheresh shoit v'kata on Chayav. If a shar who is a cheresh, the shar is can hear or talk, whatever a shar can talk, or a shaita or a katan, a chayiv, that means the shar that is a cheresh at a katan, because the shar doesn't know where it's going, and therefore you chayiv for a shar falling in. Ben oy bas eved ama pata. If the loch is, if a ben or bas fall into a bar, which they're a ktanim, or a eved ama, the loch is a pata, even though it says Sharvlay Adam, and you could taina that Dafka Adam knows where he's going, but a little child may doesn't know where he's going, maybe it's Vichayiv. Teretz is, it's exerts the cost of Sharvlay Adam, no matter what. No matter who the Adam is. Same thing with Eved Amma. Even though you may get taina Eved Va'amma, Shivcha is not called Adam, Teretz is no, it's called Adam, and you're part of no matter what, that's exerts the cost of Sharvlay Adam. Ad Kana Mishnah. So Zakta Gemara, the first Gemara to handle the first part of the Mishnah. First line of the Mishnah was talking about a case. Kisa harishoin uba sheni matz magula. So it says the first guy covered it, the second guy then used it and left it open. The second guy is chayiv. Now rishon ha'emes mifter. Until when is he potter? Is he potter forever? The sheni came and used it and didn't cover it. So now the first guy is never again mechuyev to cover it. It's his bar. It's his responsibility. So until when is he potter? So amar rav b'kdei sheyeda, which means, When the first guy comes and sees that it's open, once he sees that it was Megula, it's uncovered, then he's ready to become Mechuyev, because now he should have covered it. So he's potter until he actually sees it.
The second guy went there.
If he knows, he knows the second guy went there, but he doesn't know if the second guy covered or not. And he walked by, so he didn't cover it, so he's mechuyev to cover it already. B'shmul ha-makdesh yadu, that he doesn't have to, according to Rashi, Rashi was like this, that even though he didn't come and see it, he just heard about it, then he has to cover it. It's mashman Rashi that the first firav, even if he hears about it, he's not mechuyev until he actually sees it. And we'll speak something about that soon. Rav Yechon Amar, Mekdeshi Yedu, V'yiskar Poylem Yichrois, Arozim Yichasenu. He says, it's not enough to let him know, and then right away he's Mechuyiv. You have to give him time to hire Poylem to cut down wood and to make a cover for it. You have to give him enough time to do more. But Shmuel holds no, as long as he can hire a Shomer ready, he can hire someone to put Shomer on it, he doesn't, and the second guy also, since he used it, he should hire a Shomer right away. You don't give him time to go hire someone to make a cover. So we have three shittas over here, according to Rashi. Rav holds, you have to see it yourself. Shmuel holds, you let you know. And Rechon also holds, you let him know. But you let the Rishon know, but you let him give him a little more time. So on this, on Rashi, the Rebbeinu Peretz asks Akasha. So it comes out for Rashi. If you Rav, it's like, in a doima shmiya l'riya. You have to actually see it. That's what comes out for Rashi. And the Rebbeinu Peretz doesn't like this Rashi over here. And he has Akasha. And he says, that L'chayra, why does he have to see it? Why can't you... He'll see Megullah. Why is it enough to let him know? And he says even more, like, and if you saw it, of course it's chayev. What's a chiddush? So therefore, he says like Taisus Pshat. Taisus Pshat is a little different. You see Taisus right here on Daf Nun Beis here. Taisus in Rasul B'Kadei. He says Kadei Shieda Rav is being more machmir. He's saying Kloy Meshach Kol Yotzo Shabar Megula. The Mestam Hashama. It's enough of a Kol went out that it's Megula. That's enough to mechayev him. Meshmul Amar B'Shmiya Ba'al Maloy Mechayev. Then Soy Mechash Shmiya Shiedu until you let him know. Rabbi Yechon Amar Shiedu V'Yiska Poylem Yichus Arazim. So it comes out for Taisus. Rav is being more machmir. He's saying once there's enough time for him to know, that's enough to mechayiv the rishon to cover the bar. Zok the Gemara Vayit. Tell in the Mishnah. Kisol kiroi v'nof al asecha sharach mara meis pater. If he covered a kiroi, he made a good cover, and a sharach mara fell into it, he's pater. He covered it kiroi. What do you want from him? Freit the Gemara. Given the kisol kiroi hechi nafal. If he covered a kiroi, how did the sharach fall in? He covered it. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Chanan shesliyam asechai. It got spoiled, got wormed from the inside of the cover. There was worms in this wood, termites, and it destroyed the whole cover, and that's how it fell in. He covered a karoy, but it was stickle of oinus, and the halach is that you're potter. Now, what's the chiddush? He's oinus, what's the chiddush? We'll see how it is. The chiddush is that maybe we mechayev him to check every 2 weeks. He has to do a check. He has to bang on it and see if it's getting a shvach. Maybe he has to check on the cover. Kamash Blon, no, he's not mechuyev. Once he makes a good cover, he's not mechuyev to check on it. And he is potter if something happens. It's more of a shayla like this. He makes a cover that could hold up a shar, an axe. Camels are heavier than shvarim, vice versa. And it can handle the weight of shvarim, but not the weight of gemalim. Is that enough of a cover? If it can hold an axe, but not a camel, is that enough of a cover? What happened? First, what happened? The case was he made a cover that was for Shvarim, not for Gemalim. But also Gemalim varu, and Gemalim came and weakened the cover of also Shvarim, and the Shvarim fell in. But etzem the cover is good enough for Shvarim, but the Gemalim weakened it. My, so Moses Amri, then what's the case? Either Shchichi Gemalim, if the Gemalim are Shchichi over here, Peshehu, then he's Pashta Peshaya. So because you know Gemalim are coming here, you know they're going to weaken the covers. What's the Shaila? If the Gemalim are not Shchiach here, onosu, then he's a Pashta Oynes. What do you want from him? Made a good cover. It's not a normal, it's not unusual, but it's not completely unusual. It comes once in a while, camels come. Do you say, since it comes sometimes, so he's a Peshay, he didn't make his cover, he should expect his cover to get weakened, because sometimes camels come. Right now, there's no camels here, and it's not the time when camels come. Honestly, it's called Oinus. That's the Shaila Gemara. Now, both Rashi and Tosfos speak out that if a camel came and fell in, he would be chayiv. I mean, even though it only comes to Prokim, he would be chayiv. And Shaila says, why? What's Pshat in that Rashi and Tosfos? Let's see the Tosfos inside. But also, Shvarim Noflu Bay, Persia Kuntris, the Noflu Bay Gemalim, if Gemalim fell in, Loim Bay Alon the Chayiv. It's not a Shaila, it's Pashi Chayiv. The Legavi Gemalim, Peshayu. V'yestik the tam b'dava. What's the hakar reason? He says dafil lo shchichi gemalim klal. Even it's not shchichi at all. Yes, lochos shem yivoh gemalim v'yiplu. Aval ein lochos shiru gemalim v'yiplu achri and svarim. But you don't have to worry about it weaken it. You worry about making gemalim fall in. Now what's Taisus talking about? Mamish, it's very shvar Taisus. So Rav Chanan says a pshat also needs a beer, but the words of Rav Chanan are that when it comes to the thing itself that you were mazik, if you didn't do a shmirah for that, then you had. You mazik a gomel, if you didn't do a shmirah for gomel, even as least shriach as it is, but you didn't do a shmirah for gomel. So if a gomel falls in, you chai. If you didn't do a shmirah for that. Mashenkin for shvarim, he did a shmirah. So what's the problem? Something came and weakened it. And that already, I don't have to be choshish for that. That already, the thing that weakened my shmirah, which is a step removed, that I don't have to be choshish for already, and that I'm not mechuyah for. So and that's the shaila of the Gemara really. That's not pashut, but that's the Gemara shaila. Maybe there you're not mechuyev to worry about gemalim weakening the cover. So right now we're holding by a shaila. The shaila is that what? The shaila is if you make a cover that only withstands the shvarim, not the gemalim, and a gemalim came and weakened and a shor fell in, are you chayev or not? Do you say klapi the shor? I did a good shmirah and that's enough, or do you say lemaisa? I should have expected maybe gemalim coming and weakening it. That's the Gemara shaila. The Gemara is trying to be right for our Mishnah. Toshima. Kiso karo'u, v'nafal sech ashar ha-chamara. Someone covered it karo'u, and a shar and chamara fell in. V'meis and died, potter. The halacha is that you are potter for the damages, because you covered it karo'u. The Gemara's question like this. Hechidom, ilim karo'u, l'shvam karo'u, gemalim. You mamish covered it, l'mamish, l'gamri, for everything, even for camels. Hechinafal, how did it fall in? Elolav must be. What's the case of our Mishnah? It says you covered a karol and something fell in. How did it fall in? You covered it good. So it must be. What's the case? Elolav karol l'shvarim on top of numbeis on beis karol l'shvarim like karol gemalim. You didn't do a karol gemalim. And vid. So what's the case again? Now we're saying a potter. Vid is shrichi gemalim. My potter. Pashayu is a pashayu. Vid lo shrichi gemalim. If it's not no shrichi gemalim, pshita onusu. He's a pashas oinus. Elolav must be like this. The Asilim Prakim, camels come once in a while. Vasu Gamalam Varua, and Gamalam came back and weakened it. Vasu Shvarav and Afabay. And Shar came and fell in. Viktani, what did it say in our Mishnah? Potter, because I covered a Karov for Shvarav, that's enough. I'm keeping the Hashdo Lekka. Right now there's no camels here. Honest, we consider honest. So it's a riot to the Shiloh. Because basically the riot is, because what are we talking about? If you did a Karov, Lagamri, what's the Shiloh? We're talking about that was karol l'shvarim and karol l'gmalim. And so the kasha was that the imam is covered karol. How in the world did this thing fall in? The kasha lo hechi nafel. On Ritzah Baruchana, just liyam asecha. We have before, that wasn't the case of camel weakened it. Because here it was karol for camels. Just liyam asecha. It got ruined from the inside, from termites, from worms. It got ruined from the inside, and that was the case where the cover was not karoi, and that's where something fell in. So it's not a riot to the shayla. Let's try to bring another riot. Toshima, the other part of the Mishnah says loikus al karoi. If you didn't cover karoi, what's the halacha? When over seichah shara chamor meis chayiv yichayiv. Why chayiv? Because you didn't cover it. Seichidam ilim loikaroi l'shvam loikaroi gemalim. You didn't cover it at all. Pshita, yeah, it's pashut. You didn't cover it for anything. Like, what's the? We don't need a mishnah for that. Tzrich lemeimah the chayiv. Elolav must be karol shvam like karol gemalim. Was a rotten off for shvam not karol gemalim. Now hechidam idish shichik gemalim pesheya. He's a pesheya. He should not be. It should be pashut. If it's shichik gemalim pesheya, what's the chiddush of the mishnah? He didn't cover it then. We lo shichik gemalim. Honestly, he's taka honest. Elolav the asin leprakim comes once in a while. Vasu gemalim varu. Vasu shvam nafalbei and shvam fell in. Viktani chayiv and says klar that you chayiv. So what do you see? I'm akim the aslan parakim pashayu. The boiler sukkadai. They should have chapped that it might come. So Gemara's raya is says over here loik is okro yichayiv. And the question is, of course you chayiv. Obviously you didn't cover it. So it must be the chiddush is you covered it karoy for shvarim, not for gemalim. Gemalim come leprakim, and that's not called karoy. So it's a raya to the shayla. Don't we know? Loilam karoy leshvarim lekroy gemalim. You didn't cover it. You covered it karoy shvarim like gemalim v'shchichi gemalim. I the kasha is pesheyu and it's pashut, but the kasha is pesheyu and it's pashut. Mar says you're right. I know the reisha kisol karo, no sevnam loy kisol karo. It just I got the reisha. The reisha was a chiddush kisol karo, and then a sliya metoychay that you are potter. So therefore, it's not a case loy kisol karo, but it's talking not a chiddush. It's talking about emes nishkin chiddush. The case of loy kisol, it's talking not a chiddush. I got the reisha.